All right, good evening and happy new year, everyone. The time is now 7 o'clock. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2021. I now call the Fairburn City Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst. The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Palin.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting.
Thank you. Next, we'll have the invocation by Apostle Danita Jones.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood and all council members.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Heavenly Father, we come this evening, Lord God, lifting up your name, Lord. Father, asking you, Lord God, to rule and reign over your people, Lord God. Father, we ask right now that this city would be an example of who you are. And Father, we ask right now collectively, Lord God, that you would touch what's going on in the world. Father, we ask as our lawmakers of the city of Fairburn will not be like the lawmakers that we're seeing demonstrating in Washington, Lord God, and is presenting to come to every state. So Lord God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, as they make rules and regulation for this city, Lord God. We ask that you will cover this city like never before. We ask that you cover the state of Georgia. We ask that you cover this nation. We ask right now, Lord God, that you would just cover it, Lord God, and protect it, Lord God. We ask right now those in places, Lord God, to rule and reign, Lord, and make decision, Lord God, will make the right decision. We declare peace in this state, Lord God, in this city. We declare peace in this country in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask right now that you would touch our mayor, Lord God. We pray for her, Lord God. We pray for strength, Lord God. We pray for peace, Lord God. We ask right now that you will give the whole entire family, Lord God, the consolation of what they need, Lord God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we know that that could be a heavy burden to take. So, Lord, we ask right now as she's absent from this meeting, Lord God, and from the city, Lord God, that you would just close her in your righteousness, Lord God, and allow her to lay her head upon the breast of your dear son, Jesus. We thank you right now that Holy Spirit is a comforter. And we ask right now, Lord God, that you would touch that husband, those children, that grandbaby. Mm-hmm. Lord God, we ask that only you can do it. And Father God, every tear we ask that you will bond with. And Lord God, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Jones. The next item on the agenda tonight is the adoption of our city council minutes. These minutes are from the December 14th, 2020 council meeting. Council, you've had the minutes and you've read over them. Do you have any corrections to these minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes from December 14th, 2020?
Councilman Whitmore, so move.
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore, seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. All right, the next item on our agenda tonight is to approve the city council agenda. We have a short agenda, but an agenda nonetheless. So the first item on our agenda tonight is under our city attorney for mayor and council to approve the ratification settlement agreement with Wiley and Howard Properties LLC in the amount of $12,442.97. Our second agenda item is under our city clerk for mayor and council to approve the resolution to establish qualification dates and fees for the 2021 municipal general election. Is there a motion on the floor to approve our agenda?
So moved, Councilman Whitmore.
Second, Councilman Heath.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore, seconded by Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. All right. Well, on to our first agenda item. Our city attorney, Attorney Randy Turner. Floor is yours, sir.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and other members of council.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
The item in front of you is the request to ratify a settlement and release agreement between the City of Fairburn and Wiley and Howard Properties, LLC, in the amount of $12,442.97. This is in front of you as a result of construction work that the city commenced along the Broad Street in front of the Oz Pizza Building, which is owned by Wiley and Howard Properties. During the course of excavating around that building, water entered into the property there, into the building, causing some damage and resulting in actually quite a bit of cleanup that needed to be done, as well as lost use of the property. Mr. Wiley approached the city with a claim for this amount in December. And after a great deal, and you will recall that there was an email that is sent out about 4 weeks ago now, I guess it was. And then as explained in the cover sheet to this item, after a much discussion, it was clear to us that the damage that is caused that resulted to the building was certainly occurred as a result of this work. There was no reason to believe this damage would not have occurred but for this excavation work. So it became, I thought, proper and after discussions with the mayor and with Mr. Thompson, and I don't know if Mr. Thompson's on the call tonight, but I'm sure he'd be available to answer any technical questions you have about it. But we found that the best course of action was to compromise this claim. And so we ask everybody in advance if they had any concerns or thoughts about it. We went ahead and, having none, the mayor executed the agreement and made payment to Mr. Wiley. And so this agreement in front of you we're asking you to ratify this agreement to put this matter behind us in terms of the damage to this particular property. And as I explained, Mr. Thompson has worked with the contractor to modify some of the activities that will take place adjacent to these buildings. I mean, Mr. Thompson could explain this better than I can, but you're dealing with buildings that were constructed over 100 years ago with public improvements that are right up to the, they're actually adjacent to these buildings. And he has been working with a contractor to modify the method by which they're going to do this work as they move up and down Broad Street, hoping that this sort of thing is not going to happen again. But in this particular case, we felt the best thing to do was to go ahead and compromise this claim.
Okay, counsel, you've heard Attorney Turner. Are there any comments or questions you have for Attorney Turner?
Councilman Heath, I have one question.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Attorney Turner, is there a reason that the contractor should not be responsible for any damages caused by their work?
Well, actually the owners reached out to the contractors. The contractors looked into it. The contractor's insurance company denied liability for the claim. That sent the building owners to the city directly. We're in the very beginnings of a $1.5 million contract with a contractor. And again, I don't know if Mr. Thompson is on the phone
or not. I'm on, Randy.
Mr. Thompson is very familiar with all of the interactions that occurred before this claim finally fell on the desk of the city. And if Mr. Thompson has anything further to add to that, I guess this would be the appropriate time
to do that. Randy, I can add a little bit to that.
Yes, sir.
The claim was, this is actually a secondary claim. The contractor's insurance company did honor the initial claim, which was around $22,000. But with the second claim, they didn't honor it because they felt it was due to a pre-existing condition. So they decided not to honor it. So we put forth various options with Randy and the mayor as far as maybe calling in the bond. But of course, you know, the bonding comes to nothing but a glorified insurance company. So that avenue didn't seem very likely to be successful. We also even entertained withholding payment or deducting it from the next contractor's payment, which Randy thought may leave us with some legal liability. So ultimately, since it is, like Randy said, the onset of a project of, you know, a $4.9 million construction project, yes, and it's a beautification project, we didn't want to create any resentment and risk the quality of work being constructed out there. So we ultimately decided just to bring it to you guys to ask for approval, because of course we knew that it wouldn't take place but for the construction of the project. So the damage would not have occurred. So we thought that was the best means to move forward and make sure that Mr. Wiley remains whole in his business. So that's kind of the conclusion that we reached.
And we have since then
put in some, we revised the plans to address some issues out there to make sure that this, to hopefully this won't happen in the future. We removed the bands, the brick banding that goes adjacent to the building.
Yes.
It's gonna make it concrete and take it flush to the building, and also incorporate some waterproof sealant in that as well. So we modified the design to the best that we can ensure that it doesn't happen in the future. So that's kind of the extent of it.
Okay, great, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do any other council members have any other questions or concerns for Attorney Turner or Mr. Thompson?
This is Councilwoman Davis. Okay, I just want to make a comment that I think they came up with the right decision, looking at all the options and everything and the consequences and what have you. So I commend them on the decision that they made.
Okay. Any other council members would like to make any comments or any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor for mayor and council to approve the ratification settlement agreement with Wiley and Howard Properties LLC in the amount of $12,442.97?
So moved, Pelland.
Motion
second,
made by
Davis.
Motion made by Councilman Pelland, seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. All right, thank you. Our next agenda item is under our city clerk, Mrs. Erica Birdsong Miller. The floor is yours, madam.
This item is, good afternoon, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. This item that I'm bringing before you is a resolution to establish the qualifying dates for the 2021 municipal election that will be held on Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. This will establish the fee to the newspaper as we have a election this year for one mayor seat and three council seats.
Okay, council, do you have any questions for Ms. Miller or comments? All right, hearing none, is there a motion on the floor for mayor and council to approve the resolution to establish qualification dates and fees for the 2021 municipal general election?
So moved, Councilman Whitmore.
Second.
Motion made by Motion made by Councilman Whitmore, seconded by Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. All right, well, we don't have any executive session tonight, so now we are to our council comments. I'll start as if we were in the building. I'm gonna start on my right. Councilwoman Portis Jones, you have any comments?
I just want to publicly express my condolences to Mayor Hurst and her family. Actually know the family well. And I know Kim very well, so I'm very, very saddened, by her death. But just wanted to express publicly my condolences on behalf of my husband and myself.
Yes, ma'am. Councilman Palin.
Hattie has said it as it should be said, and I hope that all of you stay well and be safe.
Thank you, sir. Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, sir. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, for a great job presiding tonight.
Thank you.
Secondly, I want to also offer up my heartfelt prayers and condolences to the mayor and to her family for the loss of her daughter, Kimberly. It's very touching. And I just pray for their strength, and just to continue to lean on God I can't even imagine what they're going through. So, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Heath.
I spoke with the mayor briefly today, and she is very distraught, very broken and can't hardly talk, just devastated. That's the only way I know to put it. So I'd ask that the people in the city, citizens in the city, I'll pray for her. It's like a friend of mine said one time that buried her son, that it's supposed to be that the children bury the parents, not the parents bury the children.
Yeah.
And so I haven't experienced a death about 4 years ago with my mom and everything, and watching all of the things that took place there. It is very traumatic. And her daughter was so precious to her. And like I say, I've been praying for her, and I just pray that the city would break out in a prayer for her. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, sir, thank you. In keeping with others, of course, our prayers towards the mayor and her family, condolences, and just looking forward to going down for support. These are trying times with everything that's going on, and to have this happen at the beginning of the year, I'm sure is difficult at any time. So just going to continue to pray for the mayor and their family. Also, I'd just like to share with mayor and council and the citizens, Durham Lakes Property Owners Association had a annual meeting on Saturday. And one of the great news that has come out of that meeting is that as of July 4th of this year, they are looking at opening up the golf course. Not the property owners association, but the individual that owns the golf course right now. And if you've been driving around the community, I'm sure you noticed the work that has been going on throughout all the holes. So that is a plus. We just hope that this time that the date when it comes is going to be hit and continue to be remain open. Of course, he did indicate that the greens are not looking nowhere near the way they had been years ago, but as the season progresses, hopefully the greens are going to come back up, and then we can get some more activity here in the city. But that was good news. There's been a lot of questions about the golf course.
Great news.
Anyway, thank you. That's it for me, Mayor Pro Tem.
All right, and I'll be brief. I just share everyone's sentiments about the mayor, and it's unimaginable. I know I buried my dad in 08, and my grandmother is still living. And like Alex alluded to, you know, she buried her child, which was my father. And to this day, you know, it's just really, really rough on us. So like I think everyone said, we just all need to pray for each other, pray for that family, because that's hard. And I just want to just like Alex said, we just need to pray for each other, because I hadn't been right for the last couple of days, because the situation at the Capitol kind of hit home to me, because my brother is a Capitol police officer. Wow. And yeah, he's actually on dignitary services. So all the dignitaries were there. So he was there, but he usually travels to and from Washington with his senator, which I won't even say who that person is. But I called him immediately when everything started, and I didn't get an answer. And I was kind of afraid, because he was at that baseball game a couple years ago, too, when those when the senators in Congress were playing baseball and someone started shooting. And so anytime something like that happens, I'm always, you're like, okay, is he in the front line? But he was asleep at that time, because he said they had them on shifts. But his quote was, he was headed into the lion's den as I was talking to him. But once he got there, more guards had been deployed. But it's an ongoing thing. So with everything still with COVID going on, like I say, I've just been really uneasy in my spirit lately, because it's a lot going on. So what I do love about Fairburn, though, is that we are growing, but we're still that small community, and we just need to hold each other up. So that's all I have. I love all of you. Happy New Year, and I'm just ready to continue the work. So with that being said, is with no executive session, is there a motion on the floor to adjourn this January 11th meeting?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Seconded by Councilwoman Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Right. Good night. Meeting adjourned.
Good night.
Have a good evening, everyone.
You too.
Take care, everybody.
Night, guys.
Good night. Good night.